On this episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast, I am going to give you a clear-cut system on how you can gain the trust of your initial patient or client right on that first visit, and you are going to love it. Stay tuned. Hello, and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no-nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am, of course, your hostess, Andrea Maxim, and today's episode, I'm bringing on a special guest, Amanda Ferris, who's a naturopathic doctor, and she created a really beautiful system to start to get into the mental, emotional side of your patients. And this is a huge part of the first pillar of the Maximized Practitioner Program, which is all about developing the foundational experience. And in the foundational experience, it's all about building up your confidence to talk to your patients or clients, building up the confidence to rebook them in often. And usually when we can create a system around our patient flow, it really helps to take away a lot of the unknowns and therefore give you the confidence, the strength, the authority to say, this is how we are going to work together. This is how I'm going to treat you. This is how I'm going to get you better. Here is what you need to do for me. Here's the treatment plan. And my job is to make sure that I am meeting you where you're at, as well as identifying the root causes of what's causing your problems. And Amanda has a really beautiful insight into how we're going to do just that. So without further ado, let's jump into the interview now.
Hey, Amanda, thank you so much for coming on the Profitable Practice Podcast today. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me, Andrea.
Good. Now, for those that don't know Amanda, she is a naturopathic doctor. And the number one reason why I wanted to have her on the show is because she's going to help us create a better system of treatment for our patients and really help us build that confidence of that interaction that we're creating and creating that therapeutic space. So this falls so perfectly in line with the Maximized Practitioner Method, building that foundational experience, and then putting together some of those business essential pieces. So I'm so thankful to have you here. Why don't you give a bit of a background on who you are and why this system or this treatment method that you use is so powerful?
Great. Thanks for having me, Andrea. I'm happy to be here. So I'm Dr. Amanda Ferris, and I've been practicing for just over 15 years. And I have had some evolution and change within my practice over the last few years. And I do have some nuggets and some things that I want to be able to give your viewers and other people who are just starting out, and just really to help understand how you can be a more effective naturopath from a few of the things that I have learned. Definitely want to do that. So I'll say that I became a naturopath really like many people who were motivated by improving their own health. And I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease in my undergrad, Hashimoto's thyroiditis. And that really propelled me into becoming a naturopath because I didn't like the prognosis of you're just going to totally decline and there's nothing we can do for you. And I hated that. So definitely that was the big motivation as I went through school and as the first years of my practice were really all about that, trying to solve that dilemma of too much toxicity and too much deficiency and how do I improve my detoxification? And that was really the overall focus of everything, and definitely helped and saw that you know, lots of improvements. And I went after that with my patients as well. But as I got into practice for a little bit longer and also following along my own healing journey, I came up against a really big sort of bumping up against this dilemma in working with patients and in the doctor-patient relationship. And it was the best way I can describe it is, you know, when someone walks into your your treatment room and you're about to meet them for the first time, there's often a feeling. And as they get talking, you can sense a little bit how this is going to go and whether or not this is going to be kind of easy, an easy person to work with collaboratively, or whether you're going to find there's a wall. And so I began to kind of grapple with this, that, wow, I certainly love the people who come into the my office and say, you know, I've really been researching this stuff and I'm kind of, you know, sick of some of the conventional stuff I'm doing. I want to go a different route and I've really researched this and I really want to try a different way. I've never been quite well since this thing happened. You know, they're primed. They're coming in with this bias towards this way. And really there's an openness for you to be able to work with them. And I could pick out that patient pretty easily. And I knew that treatments are just going to work better on these people, really well-prescribed things. They're going to go home and do them and we're going to see results faster. Then there's another type of patient who comes in and you can feel okay, I'm coming in for this symptom. You can have access to this, but all this stuff, no, sorry, not on the table for you, right? But we know as naturopaths that we want to get to all the roots. And we know that mental emotional piece is there and we want to tackle it. And I wanted to tackle it. I've always loved homeopathy. That was definitely my favorite modality. I loved that there was a story to it and that you could connect like the past energetic signatures of what had happened in the past story into the present symptoms, and you could feel them in whether the symptoms were angry or hidden, or you know, you could really get to that with homeopathy. Not every patient loves homeopathy or wants to go as deep as you need to go in there. So sometimes there's just a lot of that resistance. So over the last few years, I just really started to do a lot more research. I knew it was stress. We know it's stress. We know we've got to get to that. So I really wanted to understand the stress response a lot better and understand fight flight, understand all that. And I just started doing a lot more research and I ended up taking my trauma certificate at Wilfrid Laurier University with the social workers. It's a professional development program, highly recommend it, that any healthcare practitioner can take. You don't have to have a social work background.
Right.
I'm not one. Although I considered it because I thought, you know, what I really want to do is more counseling. Because I would always find that as I would do history and uncover roots and pieces, people would inevitably say, you know, after 20 minutes of talking to someone and the tears come and you're at a root, and they'll say, I should really go to a counselor. Yeah. And I always thought, no, you know, we can do this. And if you're able to develop that relationship long enough, you get to go there, right? But it takes time. And often when you get a new patient, I always found, especially as a new practitioner, you know, you've got 3 visits or so before you've got to have some serious results with them, or make a really deep connection, or switch their bias or their mindset that they're coming in with, that they're willing to create that long-term collaborative relationship. And so you got to get to it pretty quick, but they have to be willing, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's the piece I really wanted to get a little deeper with, because I knew that in my own health, I did all the diets, I did all the supplements, mm-hmm. I did all the stuff, but I still wasn't better. And treating something as deep as an autoimmune condition and deep chronic illness, you need more than 3 visits, right? You've got, it's going to take time, but not everybody that comes in knows that, right? Mm-hmm. They don't always, they're there. Okay. Give me the magic herb that's going to just solve my problem. And so if they haven't been primed, right, if they're not on that side of things. So I really wanted to understand that a whole lot more. And so really what the realization that I came to was that piece that's holding people back is a background of trauma. And when I understood how trauma plays out in the present in someone's body because of their past things, it's not just psychological things that they haven't exactly worked out or resolved or let go of or whatever. Yeah. It's an actual physiological shift within the nervous system that then dictates all of their health. And so the ACEs study and that's really what I, you know, the science behind it, that was like, oh my gosh, there really is something to this. It's not just in homeopathy where the unresolved past plays out in the future. It really is very significant, which, you know, we as naturopaths and other healthcare practitioners really understand. But I think it's a really big challenge for a lot of practitioners to know what to do with it. Because if you're busy taking a history and getting labs and doing so much other work, how do you really fit in all of that work that needs to be done that is a long-term, deep doctor-patient relationship to be able to counsel them through? And a lot of us with not all the background of counseling that we might need to have, especially to do any kind of deep work with that. And you can also, you know, it's sometimes very dangerous to go in too deeply to a root and you end up re-traumatizing someone when they come in there. So there's a lot of education, you know, that's needed in there.
So that's exactly where I wanted to take this conversation, to be honest, is now you're telling me, and we know this, we know the mental, emotional causes of things and the energetics of the individual are going to be where people start to unravel and start to peel away the onion. And that's where we get the most amazing results. And I think a lot of us don't recognize that that one-on-one consultation is a therapy in and of itself. They're feeling your energy. They're feeling you care. And so that's like a great starting point. But now my big question is, and I'll be very honest, I don't like getting into the mental emotional side with people. That is not a cave that I like to go into. So for someone who isn't necessarily comfortable with breaching that or starting to develop that much deeper level of treatment, how do we start to educate these practitioners, especially some of our newer practitioners, regardless of profession? So this could even be a hands-on based therapy. This could be a more one-on-one interaction. How do we even get started into this without opening a box and being like, shit, like I need to close this up as quickly as possible?
Well, I'll say first, I think that that resistance is comes out of a, or hesitancy maybe, it comes out of a deep respect because you understand that the journey that this person has been on is so important and is so, like you just really appreciate that if you do open it, there's you're dealing with something very delicate and very deep. And so I think that that's really great to say that out loud and to honor that. Like, you know, it's a bit like walking on a minefield, right? You don't
kind of.
you know you have to get rid of them, but where are they? And so the big first thing I would say is that it's about patient education. Psychoeducation is the first and biggest pillar of it all. And not just for the practitioner, because you're asking what kind of practitioner do, but they can educate their patient. And I think that's the first way to broach it. And one of the places I saw one of the biggest leaps in my own health as I've worked with my own naturopath for 16 years.
Yeah.
We have a connection and I trust him, like, you know, I can bring up anything there. But those are the patients that usually come in with, hey, I'm willing to work with you forever. Great. What about the ones, you know, in that second group, right? So when I made that big shift for me, it was partly with him, but it was partly from educating myself. So when I watched videos and I went to seminars and I learned from people who explained what was happening in my nervous system, I experienced this incredible, that's what's going on in my body that I can't put my finger on. That doesn't make sense because I should be able to always, you know, go after the best health and eat the best diet and do the best stuff. I can't. There's something about that there's this block to self-care. And that block is an imbalance in the nervous system. And I think when people can have a really good education piece for their patients for that, it takes the onus off of this is your problem. This is why you can't do this. Because there's so much resistance when you in a one-on-one consultation, when you start giving your assessments and what you think's going on, there's a lot of resistance that can come up there. But when you speak about it in more, this is what happens to humans and their nervous systems. Mm-hmm. You know, this happens to all of us. And when a person experiences trauma, And it isn't resolved, they don't have the coping mechanisms, they don't have the support, they don't have the tools at the time, it can become etched in the nervous system. Mm-hmm. And then it's played out in their everyday life, even if they're not recognizing it, even if it's not within their awareness that this is about this past thing, their bodies play it out. And then we know as practitioners, that's what your digestive issue is rooted in, right? Like that's, we know that the body plays out those physical diseases and those symptoms because of that deeper root. But I really think it's about this education piece, that if you can package something for them, yeah. In the form of a handout, that may be in the form of a videos that you do on your social media, that may be something like just making it general about everyone. This is what happens with everyone in trauma, because I think that that's part of the piece about lessening that resistance that they have when they come into the room, and then all their stuff's on the table. And when they put it on the table, oh, you will be so confident to work with it, because you will know how to take that.
Now, I'm a complete novice in everything that you're talking about, and I'm not quite grasping what okay. it is that we could start that education process on.
Right.
So if you could maybe summarize it or elaborate sure. on this whole concept of it's getting into the nervous system and the nervous yep. system needs to shift, I would love to hear it from you so that I can kind of better get an idea or sure. grasp on it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, so the reason for that is because a lot of the research has just come out in the last right. years. And when I got it from going to over to the social work side, I got a different view of it than typically the more naturopathic continuing ed that sure. I had done in the past. So people like Bessel van der Kolk, Stephen Porges and the polyvagal theory, Dan Siegel, people who are doing the research on this, really how our brains are get trained a certain way, and then how the neuroplasticity of the brain, how we then just completely keep redoing those same things until we train the brain the other way. That's really what this is about. This is about how our nervous system, when trauma happens, that the nervous system is basically traumatized as well into being in a state where it's more prone to go to the fight, flight, or freeze reaction. So the way I teach it is about teaching the autonomic nervous system, which we all know there's a sympathetic and the parasympathetic, right? But there's safety states in both of those, and there's survival states in both mm-hmm. of those. So when I learned it, it was more like sympathetic bad, parasympathetic good.
Right.
Let's just keep getting into the parasympathetic. We need to teach everybody how to calm down. But the problem in that is that people think, well, if I'm going to get anywhere in life or do anything or reach my goals, I have to be in the sympathetic all day. So then I just need tools at night to come down and calm down and relax.
Right.
But the tweak that I make and what I teach in my workshop is that it's about balance between the two. And you can be in a sympathetic, mobilizing, go, 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 go after your dreams, go after your goals in an excited and safe way. Or you can do it in a way where you're interpreting danger and you're setting off your survival, fight, flight equals inflammation equals fueling chronic disease, right? So it's really a lot about reframing that fight, flight is not a bad thing. It's necessary for your survival.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a piece patients really go, oh, I never thought about fight, flight being a good thing for me. I thought I was trying to resist it all the time and get out of it and calm down and shut off my brain and all that stuff. No, you're just trying to switch your body so that you feel safe, because that's really the dividing line. If you feel safe, you will act you will mobilize your energy in a way that promotes health, that promotes growth, that promotes restoration. And if you feel unsafe, you're going to act in the survival stage, which are fight, flight, or freeze, because freeze is a parasympathetic state. It's that shutdown, this situation's too big for me, I'm out of here. Dissociate, move into that state. And that's where you see a lot more of the things people come to us for. Chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, all those things are people stuck in freeze. So they basically, after you have this trauma and your nervous system is imbalanced, and I want to say damaged, because mm-hmm. it's not wrong, it's protecting you. It's just never got the signal that everything's okay. And it then lives life and mm-hmm. lives on guard for you like this, you know, like the security, trigger happy security guard, I like to call it, that goes around trying to find any particular danger it can. And so that's where you become hypervigilant. And then we see anxiety states and we see all of that. So it's about changing the perspective that my body's not wrong. My body's just working on my behalf, but there's a part of me that needs to get a different message. There's a separate part, like this my consciousness and my nervous system are two different things, because I can logically think I'm fine, there's no bear, everything's fine, but my body's not sensing that.
Right.
My body's hearing things or anticipating things or imagining things that is saying, nope, stay in fight, flight, stay in freeze. So I think that that's the main aspect of it, is to understand that it is about the autonomic nervous system. It is about trying to get into a state of safety where you're not turning on your survival states of fight, flight, freeze all the time, right? Like, we can do it for a bit, but if you don't have ways throughout your day to start shifting yourself into a balanced nervous system state, then you're just, no matter what vitamins you do and no matter what therapies you do, you're kind of going to be one step forward and two steps back, which I think is kind of why we need such high doses of things and, to really help counteract that. So
that's exactly where I want to go next, is we acknowledge this, we've educated it. Now I know the tools and the language to say, and I understand much better what it is that you're describing.
Okay, good.
What are those therapeutic steps that I now take with that patient?
Right.
To again, solidify that relationship and show them that what I'm telling them is true and start to break down that imbalance of the nervous system.
Well, I think one of the things is definitely having an explanation of their particular health concern that relates to this. I know when I teach it in a group, and I gotta say that I really love teaching in groups and doing it from afar, because it really helps that patient saying, well, this is all on me. So I would encourage people to do videos about this once you get kind of a good understanding of it for yourself. It's a great way to kind of go around that, you know, direct piece. But what you want to be able to do is relate it to whatever their concern is. So you could take whatever issue symptoms they're having and relate it to how that plays out in fight, flight, or freeze. Mm-hmm. And so they understand, oh, my body's working on my behalf. My symptom is not something I need to fight, because if you stay in a mindset of more fight, you're continuing the fight.
Got it.
The fight, flight state, right? Those hormones force you to think and give you urges of, I gotta fight this, I'm getting this once and for all. I love when patients say to me, I'm going to deal with this past trauma once and for all.
Right.
That's not how trauma works, right? So when they understand the nervous system, this is going to be a daily thing, that it's about creating awareness. You got to understand, oh, I'm sensing my gut churn. I'm sensing my neck tense up. I'm sensing my jaw. Oh, that means my nervous system's sensing, mm-hmm. sensing threat. I now need techniques to all day long start moving me into that, not just parasympathetic, I'm going to chill out, go lay on a beach thing, but into a state where I feel safe and I can keep going at whatever I'm going at. So I think
I'm just going to stop you right there, just because I don't want to lose this moment. Because I understand that this isn't like a checklist type of therapy that you just give people. And I so value that you have these workshops and you're training practitioners, but just as a quick takeaway, so again, I'm dealing with a patient and every day they're fighting these issues and they're trying to like overcome their symptoms. What are even just some basic techniques that I could start to give to these patients to say, okay, here's where we're going to start. And then of course, if I want more advanced learning, I can go to you.
Right. Well, my program is actually to teach your patients.
Okay.
Yeah, this is what I've done, is that, I mean, you as a practitioner, you can access the same information and teaching that I've found through it, right? But I want at groups of people, at patients, to just explain the nervous system is the piece that I do. But this is certainly something you as a practitioner, I mean, anyone can do this in their consultations. But if you have a very definition of the autonomic nervous system, of fight, flight, of freeze, and you have that kind of written out, I think that people can at least identify with that that's normal. I'm going to be moving in and out of these things all the time. First step is identifying. First step is noticing. And that was something I learned the most, is just start notice. But then the next step of the tool you want to give them is, what technique are they going to do to pull them out of this fight, flight, freeze response. And that's where everyone's already recommending do the breathing techniques, doing exercises, doing yoga. Those are the proven therapies that will help to balance and regulate the nervous system. But I find people are more apt to do them if they understand that the reason that they're doing it is to balance the nervous system, not just because some people think, I'm not going to allow myself to get to that beautiful self-care state where I sit around and take care of myself until I solve my problem.
Right.
I have to solve my issues. Then I will go be a relaxed person and I'll do gratitude journals and I'll do all this stuff. But first I got to solve my problem. But it's a bit of that. That's because the survival state of the nervous system makes you feel that you've got to still fight. Mm-hmm. So it's helping people understand that they're going to come up against these urges and they're going to have to overcome them with the breathing techniques. Now, the other technique that I have got a lot of benefit from and that I think everyone can just look up online and use these techniques, a lot of social workers use them as a practical technique to give to patients, is the heart math.
Mm.
So heart math is an organization in the States, and they have really all of their research, many, many well-researched physicians and doctors who use the principle of heart rate variability. So they understand that if you look at the rhythm of the heart and if it's in a state of high variability, that is a sign of health. And so you can have a biofeedback. And I think that's great for patients to work with. And it can be done on an app on your phone. And it's just an ear sensor that clips into your ear and it takes your heart rate and you see right on your phone, oh, I'm not in a good state of HRV. Therefore, I know that my nervous system is in a survival state. But when you hit that state of high HRV, heart rate variability, then you know that your nervous system is balanced. So that's one of the best tools I've found to get people, and my phrase that I use all the time is get out of your head and get into your body, because we sure can stay on the psychological piece of the stress. And that was a route I went down on, because I think that's what you were going to say before, or what you might think in your practice is, okay, we got an hour. If I open that route, that's that's the whole time, right? And so when I work with people, it's less about the story and more about what's happening in your body, because they understand that the story is reflected in the body and it's reflected in something like HRV. So it's a scientific piece that you can bring to them, and they can do all the research and the courses online. They can order the stuff online. The app's free. You can do it with, there's some free apps that do HRV. Heart rate plus coherence is one that I use, and are very little cost without buying the $150 ear sensor.
I was going to ask, yeah.
That's definitely a downfall, but you can do it with, you get your heart rate from your pulse on your finger that connects to your phone, to your camera. So they can do it that way. And that's a really, because it allows them to then go out in their life and say, okay, I noticed that something's starting to happening. My fight flight's going off. I don't think I really need it. Everything's okay. So I've got to shift my body back into a balanced state, because I know that if I do this throughout the day, it's going to decrease my inflammation and it's going to help my chronic disease.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the real take home nutshell. And then it's going to make all the supplements that I just bought and worked with work better, because now my gut's turned on, right? Yeah. We all know about fight or flight. Like, now my gut will act and my immune system will actually work. So it allows them that piece. And the heart math is an excellent, well-researched, evidence-based tool that you can use in your practice.
That last little bit just completely solidified this entire interview. So I'm so thankful for you to put it all into not only why, but tangible ways that we can now connect the dots. Because even I'm thinking within my own self, how would I start to make note of those things? And I love that there's an actual tool that we can do that and share with our practitioner, or excuse me, our patients.
Mm-hmm.
So the final question that I wanted to ask is this. I would love to hear what your initial sort of patient flow looks like. When you're incorporating this, obviously it sounds like you're doing it right on that very first visit. And you've mentioned, you have three visits to kind of really solidify that relationship. I would love to just hear kind of an example of how you're incorporating that with a new patient, just to give, again, our practitioners an idea of how they can start to implement it.
Right. Well, for me personally, I actually closed my practice over a year and a half ago to develop this. It was really because I came to that spot where I'm like, I can't I need to do something about this piece mm-hmm. for me. It became a very big piece. And so I've developed this program to be totally, it's a 4-hour workshop. It's a psychoeducational, you know, submersion into here's all the goods. Now go back to your practitioner and
right.
learn it, right? But if I were, you know, and I'm also, I mean, I've definitely done a lot of one-on-one coaching with this on just online, but I have the luxury of, I'm not prescribing. I'm not doing any kind of physical exam or anything. Sure. I'm totally focused on doing this. So I'll say that for sure. But if going back into practice, which I one day would love to, but not just yet. I'm having so much fun doing this actually.
Yeah.
I learned there's a part of me that's just very much a teacher and wants to be doing this as my own passion. But I would for sure have it as on my website with my tools, as this is something that I promote to everyone, like the heart, if you're going to use something like heart math or something like a breathing technique or something that you really love to use, and say that you're specifically treating the nervous system. You know, when you come out with all of your protocol for your patient, and you have your nervous system treatment, what that's going to be, so that they understand that, oh, the reason I'm doing this is to treat this part of my body, not just to be nice to myself, or because that tends to not get done, I think, is if it doesn't, if it comes across as, and it'd be really great for you and you'll be happier, right? They don't always connect to that. But if they know they're treating their nervous system with those tools so that they're ready to go in your visit, and that you have that as one aspect, even like on your social media or on your website, you have that set out. And, you know, it's something like heart math works with professionals. So you can buy the all of their tools and all of their products and be able to resell them to your patients. That's a way that you can have it available for you.
So basically, like right off the hop, this is just that initial interaction. This is kind of part of it. And so the benefit of them, because of all the other therapies that we're doing, I love that you tied that in. Like, we are still going to be giving them nutrients and supplements and other things to take, but you're absolutely right. If there's a chronic blocker there, that's just going to end up being, you know, expensive pee, as they say.
You're going to be fighting against that in every visit, yeah. Right? You can feel that. Yeah, exactly. So I think if you can have that set out from the get-go, and you tell them that, you know, their body will heal better if it's in a state of safety, which is in a balanced sympathetic and parasympathetic state. People like to call that, in the heart math work, it's called coherence. Mm-hmm. People call it flow. Athletes call it in the zone. All of that is perfect nervous system balance. And so I would say that outright, that, okay, part of the treatment we're going to do over time is to make sure your nervous system is functioning in a way that serves your healing. Mm-hmm. And these are the other supports that you need. Obviously, you know, you've worked that out with them, but they're going to work better if we're addressing the stress piece.
Yeah.
So, and that, you know, as a practitioner, there's a time and a place for telling your truth and your story. Very important, and especially with trauma work, there needs to be a stage set for that. And I think you can say that outright in your visit, that I want to know your story. I want to be a part of your journey of healing anything from the past that's unresolved and that needs that support. But I know that the best way to do it is to put your nervous system into this balanced state where you and I can really experience that safe relationship, and that we're able to move it forward. So I think on the first visit, it opens the door for, we're not going to get into that right now, but I want to set the stage that it's an important piece, and that I'm not going to pressure you for it. Because I think if people feel that, oh, next time I go back, she's going to be asking about that thing that I wrote on my thing that happened a long time ago, and I don't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We don't have to, because trauma is treated in the present. You don't have to treat the past. You don't have to go back to the past to treat it. You treat what's happening in the body right now. And so what's happening right now? My stomach's churning, my neck's tight, whatever. And that's what you work with. So that's really about, you know, and then you may have to recognize that there's a place where deeper trauma treatment and referral might be necessary. But for many, many people, I think you can do this very safely within the naturopathic protocols.
Thank you so much for coming on and sharing this with us. This was really, really powerful. And I'm, as you're speaking, thinking about how we're going to integrate that into our patient flow. And so usually when I have an interview like this and I start getting my wheels turning, it means that you're totally like on the right track, which I so appreciate. If people wanted to reach out to you personally, what are some great ways?
Well, my website has everything, amandaferrisnd.com. I'm on Instagram. That's where I'm like sharing bits of my Address Your Stress workshop all the time. And really, it's just about trying to tell people, hey, you don't have to fight this so hard. Your nervous system is really on your side. And so I'm really about creating that safety piece. So I would definitely love to work with another naturopath who wanted me to come in and teach. And what I do for that program is that we charge a rate together per person. So, you know, you would have a retreat day or a workshop day and you charge a patient, let's say $75 mm-hmm. for this 4-hour workshop. And I would just have a portion and you would also have a portion too. So I want to work with people to help build your practice and know that I'm not trying to you work with any of your patients, right? That's right. Not my goal right now is I just love teaching about this. So this is all that I want to do. So, it's a way that you could build your practice is to, we could work together and work with your patients and help them with that. So people, you know, the people who are hungry for more, those are the ones. And I like to work with about a group of 10. I think that works really, really great.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much.
Thank you for having me.
So as you heard in that interview, I was trying to figure out ways that we could put this actively into your initial patient funnel. So for every single patient or client you see, you can be using this as a tool, as an education piece, as a piece of homework for them to review. You can use this in your video marketing if you need to, because not many practitioners are talking about this. Not many practitioners even want to go down this rabbit hole, and you, as my maximized practitioner, are not one of them. And so this is really going to help to solidify that foundational experience, which is the first pillar of the maximized practitioner method. And as you build out your system and how you want your patient flow to go, you're now dipping into pillar 2, which is business essentials. But not everybody can do that on their own. And if you are like most of the people listening to this episode or listening to any of my podcasts, while you are inspired and excited while you're listening, as soon as the podcast is over, you don't do anything with that information. And I will not tolerate lack of taking imperfect action. So, in the theme of taking imperfect action and actually taking action in general, I want you to book a game plan call with me. The link is in the show notes. It's a 30-minute call where you and I are just going to lay it all out, see where the systems are broken in your business, where the leaky holes are, and how we can plug them up as quickly as possible. I look forward to chatting with you on that game plan call. Again, the link is in the notes. I am Andrea Maxim, the host of the Profitable Practice podcast. See you next week, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.